With his witness right here at the million tower, the top pillar, with his witness, the champion, a very powerful brother, just supported here by our friends, the youth from the Battle Center, and very, very inspiring, amen? Very inspiring. The battle of the darkness and light. And just witness something that is happening. And how many of you know the light is getting brighter? How many of you know the light is beginning to dawn right across this nation? Amen. It's getting brighter. Hallelujah. Right across this nation, you're listening to What's Up Radio Light. It's now been captured by the four corners of this nation. And we welcome everybody who just tuned in to stay with us. We're still on air. We're having a powerful time. It's live praise and worship. It's celebration time right here. And everybody said, and everybody shouted. Allah, you can hear the live sound here. We're having a powerful time here. And now we're going to hand it over to the boys. We're going to do a song. Let's give them a message. Message to them. You can join me now from the ladies' album. Join in celebration. That's it, Mr. Mike. From inside of you. All right, guys, let's rock it. Let's celebrate. You would say someone is tuning in and listening to the great sound that's coming out of this great land. Amen? What do you call it? The great sound man of the Holy Land. It really is people out here. Amen? You rejoice it? We're having an awesome time here. Now, before the boys continue, we have James Angel here and his schedule, and he's right here. He's ready to do all the harmonica. That's more commitment to come. We're celebrating our show, brother. Thank you, Mr. Ceremony. Good afternoon, Papua New Guinea, Papua New Guinea, and especially Kalbena. That's where I come from. That's where I come from, and I should be celebrating that day, but I believe that it's the work of God that I did not go up. If I would have gone up, I would be a spectator. I wouldn't have participated. Thank God he kept me back. Right, this afternoon I'm going to do a song. Before I do my song, I would like to give a little testimony. I would like to thank the blood of Jesus Christ for washing me clean. And I would like to repeat this again. I would like to thank Jesus for washing me clean. I was a sinner. I was lost. I was lost for 25 years. Yes, I grew up in Calvin and Mrs. Station with Lenita Bastin. I grew up in her home, and her brother Gerald is listening to you this afternoon, and he knows that. And I was one of the singers in the choir group, and I tell you, I wasn't changed a bit. I went through life as everybody did, and I became a flight attendant. I'm a teacher, and I've been a flight attendant for 24 years. You name Singapore, you name Japan, you name Manila, you name Australia, you name New Zealand. I've been there, I've committed every sin.
by the power and the blood of Jesus, wash me clean. And I love the blood. And I come clean. I said the right to testify here in front of everybody. I am not ashamed for my Lord. And I want to praise my God this evening and this afternoon that God can help us and Jesus to wash me clean. And I am clean. I am new born again. I am prepared to sing and to lift our souls and lift his name and give him honor and glory. And on the radio light, it was a mission. It's been fulfilled. And most of us are behind it, but quiet and silent. And we are great, having a great time here. Papua New Guinea, we're having a great time here. I see all walks of life. I see all walks of life. Especially this young energetic man playing here and singing. I've been to Sydney, I've been to Brisbane and the other churches are very, very expensive. 2, 3, 4, 5 million people worth of church, very empty. Nobody inside there. Only few old people. I want to do this like that. Not the young man, okay, but you're looking. King of the present, Baba Vodka, hallelujah. Baba Nugget is privileged. Baba Nugget is privileged. I'm quite happy to stand here and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mila King and Wabla Thomas. Jesus Christ. Jesus saved. You know that not a man, he can save you and me. Now that's when you look into my hand. They didn't even win. He knows the power. Right now he's hiding under the table somewhere. Right now he's gone out. He just declared that they wings the Papua New Guinea. Now have your hide that's standing. He's gone into hiding. He's gone to hiding in Kavanaugh. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise you this afternoon. Amen. The song that I'm going to sing is, we have heard the joyful song or joyful news that Jesus says, Jesus says. Tell the message all around the world. Tell the news to every land and tribe. Climb the hills and cross the waste. All your feet are not command. When the divine wants to go, they send the ground troops. They send the seamen. We did not have an airman. Now we have the airman. Now we have the airman. We are fully completed. When our radio light goes in, our pastors can walk in. Because the lights in the villages are prepared. And our pastors can go preach. Our ministers can go and preach. And people are ready, they're listening. And they will welcome them and they will pay attention to Jesus. And that is one thing that I am happy. That this song, I did not pick it out this afternoon. It took me a week to pick this out. Send it on a rolling tide. Jesus says, Jesus says. Say, you see us far and wide. Jesus says, who says? Hallelujah. Sing you island by the sea. Echo by you ocean please. Earth shall keep his victory, Jesus says. The third verse, Jesus above the boiling tribe, Jesus says. By his death and endless love, Jesus says. Sing it softly through the day. Sing it triumph o'er the grave. Who says? Jesus says. Jesus, give the land a mighty voice. Let the nations now rejoice, Jesus says. This is the song I'm going to sing, but I'm not going to sing. I'm going to sing with this little harmonica. And very rarely you find this thing around. I mean, you will find it in the shop. But hardly most of us know how to play it. But you pray for me as I play.
Thank you.
Marshall, very thankful to those guys up at Kaufenham. I know you got a feed there, Tommy, you had a feed there, but please never lose things in the salon from Lamitigan tomorrow. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, James. Did you enjoy that? Amen. You see, this is what this station is all about. All walks of life can walk in here and begin to declare. Amen. We have the pros, we have the aspiring. Amen. We have the young talents, we have the kids, we have you just be yourself. Amen. No pressure. No pressure. See nobody in the face anymore. Radical situation. That's right. We all could. We don't know. Is it? Was it? Alright. I think we have Pastor Orson on the line. He might come over. Yeah, hey, are you going to say?
Hello. Benny.
Yes.
Also on the phone. Well, bless you. I'm really enjoying what's happening out there. And I'm with you in the spirit. I thank God. I'm just making sure I got my volume down.
Hi,
everybody. God bless you. And I love you all. Hi, Papua New Guinea. What a great moment in the time for a time of celebration at this time. I was just reminded of a scripture in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 9 verse 28, where it says, "The Lord will carry out his sentence on earth with speed and in finality." And I want to thank the Lord because, first of all, I just want to say thank you to the Lord because it has been through a prophetic word for this nation that this nation will begin to experience greater glory like never before. This nation has been set as a last frontier for us to get the gospel of Jesus Christ back. And we understand and we thank the Lord for missionaries who were part and parcel of this vision. I also just want to acknowledge our dear brother pastor who just shared the word. I was sitting down hearing the message, and I was so blessed because that really we begin to see the humble beginnings of what God has done, even to this time where God is beginning to make things happen. I just want to first of all acknowledge the Lord. Second, we have to acknowledge our brother who had this vision that was once a vision has now become reality. Also, we want to acknowledge Brother Gerald Baskin, who has been a brother and also a missionary to really support the work here for the national here to rise up and be counted in these end times. Also, I just want to, thirdly, I'd like to acknowledge and thank the Lord for those who have supported the work of this ministry through their time, through their finance, one way or the other, even through the radio life staff who have tirelessly worked, even right now to Kaupana where they're listening to, and what a great joy for us all to know that God is reaching out the gospel of Jesus Christ that is going to reach the whole nations. Now, it is now a prophetic word that God's going to bring the gospel that was once brought from England, from Australia, into this nation, and now we are taking it back to the jungles of technology, and now this is the hour and the moment because God now has said that this is the hour for us to voice out a prophetic voice or a trumpet or a wake-up call, and everything is happening because this is God's appointed time for it to happen. So I thank the Lord for that. I'm so thankful. I just want to say thank you all for everybody that's happening, whether we are there or not, but I believe that there are many others who are standing, getting their radios tuned on and hearing what is happening. Because right now in the valleys where there are no communication, we can be able to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ right into that places where we can be able to turn on the radio and be blessed and be saved. Glory be to Jesus. I'd like you to just let Brother Peter know if he can sing that song, Beyond the Veil. A special dedication for everybody that is hearing Radio Light right now. God bless you.
Thank you. I haven't seen you down here, but thank you so much, Brother Paul, for that word. God's beginning to already build a vehicle that's station here where I believe the substance and the message that is from this land.
Thank you.
From here is going to go. But thank you so much for your word. We're with you. And God bless you, brother.
Bless you.
Here's your phone. Use the name. Peter, can you say hi, please? Hi, Oswald. Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, Papua New Guinea. It is a wonderful time to be here. I want you to know that it is finished. When Jesus cried out on the cross and said, "It is finished," he meant that there is no one thing you can do or add on to what he has done. Our problem has been we have never believed it is finished. I want to say, it is finished. God brought you into existence, and God saw a finished product in his mind, and when God got up on the cross and said, "It is finished," I want you to know, from heaven to hell, everybody knows it is finished. Then when I tell somebody, you are a finished product in the mind of God. I'm going to ask our daughter, the marriage to come and go to sing. If you hear the female voice, now you can see the face. To the Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Because there's nothing, miles apart. There's nothing behind it. Hallelujah. The courtroom. This is the courtroom. And then you get the first organized. We're celebrating. The band is still seated at the right hand side of God. Amen. The sound man is locked up, not in that room, but in the right hand side of God. Thank you very much. Are you appreciating the sound? Do you like the sound? Well, that's a mystery man, thinking, holy on himself. That's right. Thank God for this man. He's around. When you have sound, he's around.